Alrighty. We want to praise the Lord. We're starting just a little bit early by that clock back there, but by my watch, we're starting at 6 o'clock. I don't know, every time seems like it's different here lately. I don't know what the deal is. We got daylight savings time, fast time, slow time, no time. I don't know. We just got trouble with time. But we thank the Lord for a good service this morning.
Yeah.
And we want to be kind of brief tonight. They got a call for weather concern, possibly more rain, possibly hail, possibly wind. I don't know. I can't, you know, they can predict it, but God's the only one that can produce it. So I'm just going to put it in His hands. Amen. But it was a good service this morning, good Sunday school this morning. I thank the Lord for the Holy Spirit of God.
Yeah.
And we're going to try to sing a song here. May seem mine and Brother Ed's favorite song.
Yeah,
they did. Won't it be wonderful there? Number, I can't tell if that's 81 or 31. I think it's 31. But when we do get there, it will be wonderful there. Yeah, it's number 31. Down here, we're troubled on every side. Down here, everything's gone up, but the price of heaven, it stayed the same. It's been free ever since the Lord rose from the grave.
Amen.
On that third glorious day, went up into the heaven itself and presented His blood on the mercy seat, paid the sin debt of the whole world. The price of heaven's been free. Amen.
Amen.
And that was the only way I could afford it. I'm glad God put it in those terms. Amen. Let Him come drink the water of life freely. And I couldn't even make a down payment on it, but praise God. He offered it to all for free. And His grace is to all. His mercy is to all. We're going to try to sing this number 31. Me and Brother Ed, we sung this every service during the pandemic.
Yeah.
I'm not no singer, and I'm not no song leader neither. But we got where we could about half sing this song, so we'll try to sing it tonight. When with the Savior we enter the glory land, won't it be wonderful there? Ending the troubles and cares of the story land, won't it be wonderful there? Won't it be wonderful there? Having no burdens to bear. Joyously singing with heart bells all ringing. Oh, won't it be wonderful there? Walking and talking with Christ the Supernal One. Won't it be wonderful there? Praising, adoring the matchless Eternal One. Won't it be wonderful there? Won't it be wonderful there? Having no burdens to bear. Joyously singing with heart bells all ringing. Oh, won't it be wonderful there? There where the tempest will never be sweeping us. Won't it be wonderful there? Sure that forever the Lord will be keeping us. Won't it be wonderful there? Won't it be wonderful there? Having no burdens to bear. Joyously singing with heart bells all ringing. Oh, won't it be wonderful there? Well, I noticed that last verse mentioned about where no tempest will ever be sweeping us. And boy, these storms have been coming down through here.
Yeah,
man, I looked out there and my trees look like it's in a wrestling match. It's hitting the ground on both sides, getting a beating and a thrashing. And I was just glad they're still hanging in there.
Yeah.
A lot of limbs hit the ground, but the trees somehow survived.
Yeah.
But there won't be no tempest sweeping there when we get there. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. We're going to take our text tonight out of, again, Mark. We preached out of Mark chapter 2 this morning. We're going to preach out of Mark chapter 1 tonight. I could have went anywhere, but this fit pretty good on the thought ahead.
Good to have you on here tonight, Amanda.
Amen. We preached this morning on getting people to Jesus, and we're going to preach tonight a short message on Jesus showed up. Now, if he shows up, it may not be a short message. I don't know. We'll let him take care of that. But we're going to start our reading there in verse number 14, Mark's Gospel, starting in verse number 14. It says, "Now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, 'The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel.' Now as he walked by the sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, 'Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men.' And straightway they forsook their nets and followed him. And when he had gone a little farther thence, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who also were in the ship, mending their nets. And straightway he called them, and they left their father Zebedee and in the ship with the hired servants and went after him. And they went into Capernaum. Straightway on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes." We'll stop our reading right there. We're going to expound on some more of these verses and what we've read. But we're preaching tonight on Jesus showed up.
Hey.
Lord, we thank you for every time you do show up.
Yes,
and Lord, what a blessing it is, Lord, when you do. Lord, thank you, Father, for showing up this morning. And Lord, we pray you'll show up again tonight. We know, Lord, we don't have to have a house full to have a blessing. You said wherever two or three are gathered in your name, you said, "Lo, I'm in the midst." We've already got that many here, more than that online watching. And Lord, we just pray, Lord, Father, you get honor and glory here tonight. Get the reward of your suffering. Lord, get the blessing that belongs to you. May you be exalted, Lord. May you minister, Lord, here tonight. Lord, we got a lot of people that are sick. We got a lot of people that are out of church. We pray for them, God, that the sick will recover. Lord, that those that are out, Lord, to get in. We just pray, dear Lord, you bless this little church and help it, Lord, I pray, to be a blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're preaching on Jesus showed up. Now, I started at verse 14. I could have backed up a little bit. I mean, here John Baptist is out there preaching in the wilderness. And you know, he's baptizing people. And Jesus just shows up right there at John's baptism. And he asked John to baptize him, Sister Brenda. John said, "I got need to be baptized, and you comest out of me to be baptized." Jesus said, "Suffer it to be so, for it becometh us to fill all righteous." He suffered him, and then the heavens were opened unto Jesus, and he saw the Holy Spirit like a dove descending down light upon him. Heard the voice from heaven, "This is my beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased." And I'll tell you what, not only did Jesus show up at John's baptism, but that old devil showed up. Amen. He come tempted him. Jesus went in the wilderness. He fasted 40 days, 40 nights, didn't eat nothing, and here come that old tempter, boy. I tell you what, every time Jesus shows up, you can write it down. It won't be too long, the devil will show up, I'll just tell you.
Yeah.
We'll get on some more of that devil here in a minute. But here, we just kind of went past John, and we jumped up here. We're talking about he showed up for these fishermen here, verses 16 through 20. You got here Peter and Andrew. You got James and John. They left all. They followed him.
Yeah.
They were astonished at Jesus. Verse 22 said, they were astonished at his doctrine. You know, when Jesus shows up, boy, he clears everything up, Sister Brenda. I got in over my head right before I left the house, slinging mud on the internet. They got on their big thing about women preachers. And you know, I really didn't have no dog in it. But I felt like God ought to be true. And I felt like His Word ought to be sufficient. But there's that kind of, you know, talking about, you know, that only men. And I can't put them down. I can't. But I also can't deny the fact that there's neither male no female in Christ, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 28, in the body of Christ. I hope I got the pronouns right. But listen, I just want to say this about that. God's going to be God. He's going to do what He's going to do. What do you mean by that, Brother Ed? He took a woman, a thirsty woman in John chapter 4. Hey, He took care of her thirst. She brought the whole town down. And they said, hey, they said, not only did we come because of her, but we've heard Him ourselves. And they all believed, got right with God. God can use whoever He wants to. We just need to let God be God. Like I said, I didn't have no dog in that. And even hearing this tonight, I'll just tell you, they were astonished. There'll be a lot of people that'll be astonished when Jesus shows up, Brother Ed. They were astonished at His doctrine. Seemed like everybody thinks they've got it all figured out. Everybody's got a doctrine. Everybody's got a whim. But Jesus showed up, buddy, and they were astonished at His doctrine. And the reason they were is because He taught them as one that had authority, not as the scribes. You know, the Lord shows up, He's supreme authority, amen?
Right.
But when Jesus showed up, like I said, you can count on the devil showing up. Verse 23 through 27, I didn't read them, but I will now. Said there was in the synagogue, that's a church, a gathering. There was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out. You know, when Jesus shows up, and I've seen it. Boy, you talking about hearing a dog get hit by a rock crying out. I remember my pastor preaching one time, and I heard a man back there in the back, Brenda. He got up, got to cussing, went out the door. But you know what? He couldn't handle the heat. He got in the presence of God. Now, you can show up in some churches, and it won't make no difference. You can sit there, sleep, little whatever. But I'll tell you what, a man of God that's preaching with the anointing of God upon him, sooner or later he's going to hit the mark. And that man back on that back row, buddy, he was offended. I'll tell you, I'll quote a verse to you. Psalms 119, this is a good verse, Sister Brenda. Verse 165 says, whosoever liveth thy law, nothing shall at any time. Well, come on, Brother Eddie. Great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall by any means offend them. Psalm 119, verse 165. When you get right with God, you'll find out. Hey, you'll say, like Brother Mitchell said this morning, come on now. I mean, you'll want more. You won't want the preacher let up. You won't want him to sidestep. You'll want him to keep on plowing, amen. Hey, he's up here in his synagogue here, and there's a man. He's got an unclean spirit. Hey, he cried out there, verse number 23. Here's what he cried. He said, let us alone. Boy, I'm glad God didn't leave me alone, brother.
Amen. That's right. Me too.
Brother Ed, I'm glad he kept coming around.
Yeah.
I'm glad he kept knocking, saying, can I come in?
Yeah.
I'm glad, praise God, he didn't leave me like I was. I'm glad he didn't give up. But here, a lot of lost people don't understand this. They say, I want to go somewhere where I'm crumpled. You don't need to be crumpled until you get right with God, and then you will be crumpled.
Right.
I'm telling you, until I got the peace of God, I wasn't crumpled. I'm telling you, buddy, I was just kind of hoping he wouldn't look at me. I was just kind of hoping he wouldn't point me out. But here is a man, he's got an unclean spirit, and listen, he's crying out, and he's crying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Now, that's true. They ain't got a thing to do with Jesus. But I'll tell you what, they can have something to do with him. If you can denounce your drugs, your drink, and your dirty habits, you'll find out he'll take you in. I'm telling you, he come to seek and save that which is lost. He's looking for sinners, glory to God. Brenda, he'll come where they're at. Hey, he'll sit down with them. He'll eat with them. And they accused him of being a friend of publicans and sinners. Thank God that he is a friend of sinners. Amen. That's the kind of friend every sinner needs. But anyway, I hear this is crying out. He said, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? He said, art thou come to destroy us? No, he come to save.
Amen.
He said, I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. Now I want you to understand, this is a devil speaking here.
Right.
He knows he's got but a short time.
Yeah.
And listen, the devil is mighty. Don't get me wrong, but he's not almighty. Now the almighty just showed up. The one that's got the authority showed up. And I hear these devils crying out, are you coming to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. You know what Jesus did? He rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace and come out of him." Yeah. Now, buddy, he didn't ask that. You know, them seven sons, that one Siva there in the book of Acts, they went to that demon-possessed man, Brother Ed, and they said, "We adjourn you," which means we ask you to come out of this man. They said, "We adjourn you by this Jesus whom Paul preaches to come out of this man." And that devil said, "Jesus, I know. And Paul, I know, but who are you?" And he leaped on those men. They left out of that house wounded, naked. They didn't have no authority. Jesus here, he had authority. And he rebuked this unclean spirit. And he said, "Hold thy peace and come out of him." Verse 26 says, "And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him." Boy, I like it when Jesus shows up. Oh. Man, he makes the wrongs right.
Yes, he does.
And you know, I was just kind of kicking the can a little bit there on the internet. And I mean, when I say I want God to be true. Romans chapter 3 verse 4 says, "Let God be true and every man be a liar."
Right.
Let God have the say. I know we got the Word of God. Most of us don't know enough about it really to blow our nose. But Jesus is the Word of God. John chapter 1 verse 1 said, "In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God." He knows what He wants to say.
Yeah.
He knows what He said, how He said it. And listen, with authority He claimed. He called this unclean spirit, said, "Come out of him." But that unclean spirit didn't like it, but he did it. And they trying to figure this out. They said, "What kind of man is this?" And they were amazed. They said, "What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority he commandeth even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him." Oh yeah. Jesus, buddy, he showed that devil that he was in authority. He was God Almighty. That devil said, "We know thee, who thou art." When Jesus showed up at Simon's mother's house, you know, they called Peter the first pope. I'm glad God put this in here, Brother Ed.
Yes.
Said he showed up at Simon's wife's mother's house. Let me read it right here. Here it says, here in verse number 31, it says, and he came. Well, let's go to verse number
29.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead to verse 28. "Immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all the region round about Galilee. And forthwith, when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew and James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever. And untold, they tell him of her." That means they all told him. He said, "She ain't feeling good."
That was his mother-in-law then.
Yeah. That's what I said. He had a wife. Mm-hmm. Said Simon's wife's mother.
Yeah.
Now, them popes and priests, they believe in celibacy. They don't ever get married. They'd probably be better off if they did. I'm glad I got married. Amen.
Yeah,
I'll tell you right now, buddy. Woo! My wife's helped me quite a bit. Nothing else. She helped me understand I wasn't always right. Amen.
Yeah.
I always thought I was right, Brother Ed, but she showed me how wrong I was, and she got through too, buddy. But here, she's not feeling good, and they tell him of her. Now, Jesus has showed up at Simon's wife's mother's house, and what they've got here, they've got a sick mother-in-law. In verse 31, he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them.
Yeah.
I want you to know, when Jesus shows up, not only does Satan have to leave, but sickness has to leave, and salvation's free. I'm telling you, buddy, there wasn't no problem with him. He could save the biggest, the least. He could save one or save all, as many as wanted. There wasn't no shortage as long as he was there. They could all be healed.
Yeah.
They could all be saved. All the devils could be cast out. But here, it's so good. Here it says, not only did he heal her, but she ministered unto her. She feeling pretty good. I'll tell you right now, ain't nothing like a woman cooking, amen? I'm going to say she got to fix one of them, you know, mouth-watering meals. They probably smelt that and said, boy, I'm glad she's feeling better, amen? But anyway, she ministered to them. And then they brought to Jesus all that were sick. Verse number 34, let's go on down here. It says, and at eve when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased, and them that were possessed with devils. And all the city was gathered together at the door, and he healed many that were sick of divers diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. And I hear that thunder out there. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there prayed. Now, Jesus has showed up not only at Simon's mother's house, but you know, the whole city has gathered together at the door, verse number 33, because he showed up. They showed up too. And the reason they showed up, they've got a bunch of sick people. They've got a bunch of people who got devils, and they want some help. And after he done all of that, Sister Brenda, he rose up a great while for the day and went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. And verse 36, and Simon and they that were with him followed after him. And when they found him, they said unto him, all men seek for thee. Boy, I like it. Wouldn't it be good if people showed up over here saying, I need the Lord. I'm seeking the Lord. I say, well, you've come to the right place. Come on in here. That's get your seat. But they said this to Jesus, all men seek for thee. And he said unto them, let us go into the next towns that I may preach there also, for there unto him I come forth. I'm glad Jesus came down here. Yeah. You know, he showed up down here and there wasn't no room for him. In the end, he came his own received him not, but he didn't stop there. Praise God, he said, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. I'm telling you, praise God, Jesus here, he showed up at the next towns there. You know, down here, he said, let us go and verse 38, let us go into the next towns that I may preach there also, for therefore came I forth. And he preached in their synagogues throughout all of Galilee and cast out devils. He must have went to Washington, best I can tell. Man, I'm telling you, I never seen such a habitation of devils all my life.
That's right.
And there came a I'll stop it right here. There came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. Now, this last example here, this leper, he kneels down before Jesus, and he said, Lord, if you want to, you heal me. And that's just kind of like paraphrasing there. But as soon as Jesus spoke there in verse 42, he was cleansed. And Jesus straightway charged him, and forthwith sent him away, and said unto him, see thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way and show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Now Jesus told him, now that you're clean, go up there and make you know, pay your price there, you know, for being cleansed. Go up there and offer a sacrifice. Go up there and give a testimony, you know, about what's happened. He said, therefore, a testimony unto them. But verse 45, but he went out and began to publish it much, and to blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in desert places, and they came to him from every quarter. Now we preached this morning, chapter number 2, about there was no room in the house, and there was a need, and there was, you know, those, you know, that was trying to help this boy get to Jesus. I just tell you, what it all started over was a leper But there, what I did, I couldn't keep it quiet. You know, my mama, she said, I'm happy for you. My dad said, I'm happy for you. My mama called me a fanatic. My wife said, you can't stay on the mountain. But you know, Jesus told this man, he said, don't go tell nobody. Now, I don't know why he said that, but I know one thing, I couldn't keep it under my hat. I'm telling you what people said, you look different. I said, I am different.
Yeah.
They said, you know, you talk different. I said, yeah, I've been to Calvary. I met the one that died for me. Hey, saved my soul. But you know, that difference that Jesus makes, there's no way that you can be quiet about it.
That's right.
Jesus told that demonic man, go tell your family and your friends what great things the Lord done for thee. Well, I'll tell you right now, this leper boy, he went out. Now, I want you to know, he's on fire. Do you see that? He began to blaze above the matter. He's on fire. I've heard people say, boy, he's on fire for God. Well, he was. He was on fire about the matter. And everywhere he went, he said, hey, I was a leper. Jesus cleansed me. Jesus healed me. And I'm telling you, buddy, people started seeking Jesus. And that's why we got into chapter number 2 this morning. We're talking this morning about getting people to Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus had already stirred the pot. He'd already set the stage.
Yeah, that's right.
And now, Brother Head, they're just flooding in, trying to get to Jesus. You know, I know we're in the Laodicean hour. I know the love of many's wax cold.
Yeah.
You know, I understand, you know, that you know, a lot of people, the fires went out. They're not excited about it no more. They need to be renewed. They need to remember. They need to go back and archive their mind that day when it was them that was lost. When it was them, you know, they had the pains of hell like a woman in travail, a child, wondering if they was going to miss hell or not. And the Lord had mercy and they got saved. It'd do us good to rehearse the matter in our mind. It'd do us good to go out and nose it abroad like this leper did. Hey, he couldn't keep quiet. He couldn't shut up. He couldn't let up. And I want you to know, it says here, it says, and they came to Jesus from every quarter. I can just see this boy out there. Hey! People looked at him and said, I thought you was a leper. He said, I was. I met Jesus. Amen. But when Jesus shows up, boy, mercy shows up. Grace, you know, lots of times as I'm praying, I'll say, Lord, your mercy be multiplied, your grace be given, your blessings be bestowed, your will be done. I'll list that long people I pray for, and I'll ask God to have mercy. And listen, when Jesus shows up, boy, everything just gets better. Amen. We're not going to preach long tonight. It's getting ready to do bad out there. Father, we thank you for the thought tonight. We thank you, Lord, what we felt in our heart tonight.
Yeah.
Lord, we just praise you and thank you for you showing up, Lord, in our lives. Lord, showing up, Father. Lord, in every country. Lord, in every town. Lord, in children, Father. A little 8-year-old boy got me in church because, Lord, he had met you. And, Lord, excited about you, wanted his daddy to get in church. Lord, keep showing up, I pray. Keep, Lord, showing up in the singing. I get a blessing just sometimes when Brenda's singing, Lord. Tears dripping down her cheeks, Lord. And I just praise God, Lord, when you show up. Lord, show up, Lord, more. Show up, I pray, in her services, God. And help us, Lord, I pray, that we might draw nigh to you. You might draw nigh to us. We might be what we ought to be. And Lord, not be ashamed of you, though you won't be ashamed of us. It's your coming. In Jesus' name we pray tonight. Amen. Short message, but still a good message.
Yes,
amen.
It was. Yes, it was.
Anybody got a testimony, anything? If not, we're going to I do.
I'm going to hit the door.
All right.
You're going to skedaddle, ain't you?
We're dismissed. The weather's looking bad outside.
Yeah.
We're going to try to get home. We don't want to put our lives or ourselves in jeopardy. But thank you for tuning in tonight.
Okay.